This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that 140 crore Indians are working with the resolution to make India become one of the top three economies of the world. The Prime Minister said this at the inaugural remarks of the fourth Global Renewable Energy Investors Meet and Expo, Reinvest, at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar. Speaking at the event, Prime Minister Modi said, "Our current action plan is to make India developed by 2047. He added, "The trailer of our plan is visible in the decisions taken in the first 100 days of our third term." The fourth Reinvest Global Renewable Energy Meet and Expo has been organized by the Union Ministry of New and Renewable Energy. The meet highlights India's impressive progress in renewable energy manufacturing and deployment. Later in the day, Mr. Modi will flag off the second phase of Ahmedabad Metro, connecting Ahmedabad to Gandhinagar and the Gift City. He is also scheduled to inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for various projects worth over 8,000 crore rupees, which include country's first Vande Bharat Metro train between Ahmedabad and Bhuj. In Jammu and Kashmir, today is the last day for candidates to withdraw their nomination papers for the third phase of the assembly elections. Our correspondent reports that during Friday's scrutiny, the nominations of 37 candidates were rejected from among the hopefuls in the 40 constituencies. These seats will go to polls on 1st of October. During the scrutiny, the 449 candidatures were found valid. The three-phase elections to the 90-member Jammu and Kashmir Assembly will be held on 18 September, 25th September and 1st October. The results will be declared on 8th of October. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah will address three election rallies in the Doda district of Jammu and Kashmir today. Our correspondent reports that Mr. Shah will address three rallies, one each at Ramban, Kishtwar and Pardar today, in support of party candidates. Moreover, the BJP National President and Union Health Minister JP Nadda will visit Jammu on the 20th of September and participate in a mega roadshow in the city of temples. The election campaign has picked up pace for single-phase assembly polls in Haryana. Voting for the 90-member state assembly will be held on the 5th of October. Interacting with the media in Karnal yesterday, Haryana election in charge and BJP leader Dharmendra Pradhan said the BJP government in the state worked in the interest of farmers, women and youth during the last 10 years. Eid Milad-un-Nabi, the birthday of Prophet Muhammad, is being celebrated with religious fervour in various parts of the country today. Milad Mehfils and Seerat conferences will be held, highlighting the life and teachings of Prophet Muhammad. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi conveyed their greetings on the occasion of Milad-un-Nabi. In her message, President Murmu said the Prophet inspired everyone to strengthen the feelings of love and brotherhood and stressed on equality and harmony in society. The President urged people to imbibe the teachings of the Holy Quran and resolve to build a peaceful society. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar asked people to remember the Prophet Hazrat Muhammad's ideals of compassion, justice and humility by integrating them into their daily lives. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed hope that harmony and togetherness will always prevail and there be joy and prosperity all around. Flooding in Europe has claimed 8 lives as heavy rains from Storm Boris battered the central and eastern regions of the continent. In Romania, the floods has claimed 6 lives. In Austria, a fireman died while responding to the floods, and in Poland, one person drowned in the southwestern part of the country. Forecasters have warned of more rain and strong winds until at least Monday. India will face South Korea at the Asian Champions Trophy 2024 semi-final in Ulaanbaatar, China this afternoon. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. India is the only unbeaten team in the tournament, having defeated China 3-0, Japan 5-1, Malaysia 8-1, Korea 3-1 and Pakistan 2-1. The reigning Asian Games gold medalist is upbeat ahead of the Korea clash. And that is the end of this news bulletin.